This is my dog, Sugar Bear. He lives in here, too.
And I'm William Cooper, and you're listening to the Hour of the Time.
And I'm too. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. For a minute, you forgot you were going to do the pledge.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You did very well.
You're welcome.
And I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Well, folks, I'll tell you, I've been all day long. Since the moment I got out of bed this morning until just a few moments ago, was taking care of my email on the internet. I don't know how to describe it. I can't not look at one because it might be something important. But invariably when I do, it's just more bullshit. And I get two posts of everything that there is, and sometimes five or six. And it's not because people are sending me all this stuff. It's some peculiarity of the internet that just automatically sends me all this stuff. And every once in a while, there are gems. And there are real intelligent people to talk with and exchange mail with. And there are really good posts and up-to-the-minute information and good research done by people who really want to help. But as I've told you before, the majority of it is nothing but a waste of my time and everybody else's time, and I'm not the only one who thinks that. If you are on the internet, you will see posts saying, "What is this crap? Why am I getting five or six messages of every message that's posted? Who are these people, and why are they tormenting me?" It's incredible. All day long, email. And it's partly my fault because in our efforts to get out the newspaper, this issue, I didn't do my email for several days in a row. And with me, several days in a row is like monumental overload. Some people can skip 2 weeks and spend 5 minutes at the computer. If I skip one day, I'm going to be at the computer for hours. But that's okay. You know, I'm just showing my humanity here. It's my turn to complain about the internet. Well, folks, you know, I've said over and over on this broadcast that there are a lot of rotten apples out there in the police departments. The police officers have told me to my face that they carry throwaways and that they would plant them on somebody. Without any conscience, without a moment's hesitation, just to save themselves if they make a mistake or if they want to frame somebody. And, you know, I get calls from these police officers say, "Oh, no, we're not really that way." Bullshit. A few of you, if you're a police officer and you're listening, are good people. Most police departments are corrupt to the core. And I'm not making an off-the-wall statement. This is the truth. Absolute truth. Most police officers turn their head if they're not participating and ignore it and do nothing about it. Most participate, especially if they've been on the force for a long period of time. I told you what the police officers in Los Angeles had told me, the ones that I knew when I lived in Los Angeles. And I get calls from police officers telling me, oh, no, if it's anybody, it's just maybe one or two. Well, have you read Furman's tape? Have you read the transcript of Detective Furman's tape? Did you hear the part on television a week or two ago where he was quoted as calling another police officer not a real police officer because he wouldn't plan a throwaway on a, quote, nigger, unquote, to frame him? Now, don't tell me Furman is just one police officer. Don't tell me that that doesn't pervade the Los Angeles police force, because I knew a lot of those people, and that's exactly what I heard from them. Not just Furman. You see, I knew a lot of them. I helped train the entire LAPD bomb squad to dive. I helped train them in underwater demolitions. So I know what I'm talking about. I'm not just spouting off. I also know police officers all over the place. A little city like St. John's tried to frame one of my people. Tried to frame one of my people. Used his own daughter to do it. Now I'm going to tell you something. If I get any more calls from police officers telling me that I'm way off base, I'm going to blow you out because you're liars. And that's all there is to it. And when I see you helping to straighten out this nation by starting in your own police departments and sheriff's departments to straighten them out, even if it means you lose your stupid job, then I'll hold you up as an example to the nation. But until then, no. You're part of the problem. And if you don't like it, turn off your radio and go to bed. You know I'm telling the truth. You know damn well I'm telling the truth. And I'm sick of it. Sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of reading the letters that I get from people who are persecuted by police. I'm sick and tired of hearing about people like Joe Love in Indianapolis who was murdered by police. I sit on the edge of my chair every day waiting for something to happen to Linda Thompson and other patriot leaders perpetrated by police. Who get their intelligence from people like the anti-defamation liars. Shysters like the Southern Poverty Law Center. Liars like Morris Deese. And call legitimate people who love the Constitution, love liberty, and love the United States of America terrorists. And go to meetings held by your police lieutenants and your police sergeants and sit there quiet while they describe the patriots in this country as lunatics. And the reason you don't say anything is because you haven't got the balls. You're afraid you'll lose your job. You're a bunch of wimp cowards. And one of these days, you're going to have to face the patriots in this country because you haven't got the guts to do what is right. And you haven't got the guts to stand on the side that is right. And that is the truth. And frankly, my dear Scarlett, I don't give a damn whether you like it or not. I'm going to live my life by the truth, and you can lie to yourself every day if you want to. There's going to be a reckoning. Americans will do everything in their power to prevent bloodsheds in the streets as long as they possibly can. But there's going to be a day when every single good person in this country is going to draw a line. And once they draw that line, there is no stepping backward. I have devoted my entire life to preventing this. And the very people who are supposed to uphold the law are murdering. and ripping the Constitution to shreds on a daily basis, breaking down doors with no warrants, confiscating property, killing people, arresting people, framing people. The United States has more people in prison per capita than any other nation in the world. So if you're a police officer, don't call me and tell me how lily pure you are. I'll blow you out. I'll blow you out so hard it's not even funny. I will make you sweat. I have reams of documentation here that I just took off the internet today about police all over this country. If you want to know what got me riled up, was sifting through all the bullshit to find out that we're not safe. Not from the criminals. We're not safe from the police. I'm going to take your calls tonight. If anybody got their copy of Veritas, I'd like to know what you think of it. I'd like to hear from you if you got your copy of Veritas. I'd also like to hear from people who know what the police are really doing around this country. I want to hear what's going on in your area with the police and the sheriff. Have you heard about the great paintball ambush? We'll talk about that too. Incredible happened in the USA, perpetrated by police. Don't go away. I'll be right back. For those of you who may be new listeners or may have forgotten, the number to call is 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. Make sure when you call that you've got something intelligent to say, because I'm not in a good mood tonight.
Dragnet. Their job, to enforce the law and preserve the safety of decent citizens. Decent citizens.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to take your calls tonight, folks. The number is 520-333-4578. 520-333-4578. I understand we were off the air for a few minutes. I don't know how long. I don't know what you missed. But I want to hear from people who received their copy of Veritas. If there's anybody out there who received their copy of Veritas, I'd like to hear from you. Also like to hear from people about what the police and the sheriffs are doing in your part of the country to screw the Constitution. We know they're doing it. So let's hear from you. Let's hear how they're doing it. Let's hear who's doing it. If you got your copy of Veritas, I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you think of it. This latest edition, issue number 6. Good evening. You're on the air.
Wow. How you doing, Bill?
Pretty good.
Oh, good. I can't believe I'm talking to Bill Cooper. This is Clayton from St. Louis.
Hello, Clayton.
I've been listening to your program. Find it very informative, educational, and most of all, accurate. It's an important source for me. You know what they're doing here in St. Louis? It's being reported in some alternative media is the police, especially in the city, are conducting gun sweeps through a lot of neighborhoods, especially, the projects. And they're just going in, and they're just, without a warrant, without warning, nothing, just going in there.
Oh, can't be. These are the guys that call me and tell me they're all good guys. They support the law. They wouldn't do anything against the Constitution.
They got the full support of City Hall and supposedly...
Oh, but these are America's sweethearts. Oh, they would never do anything like that.
Yeah, and, these law enforcement officers saying that actually the people that they go in and take, not only their guns, but supposedly drugs, too. They said that, the majority of the people that they're doing this to are in agreement with it. I mean, this is what they're reporting here on the news, the local news.
Yeah, and the militia blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City, and the Branch Davidians were... some kind of Satan's representative on earth because David Koresh went to bed with a few women besides the one he was married to. Okay.
Yeah, Vicky Weaver was a threat to Lon Horiuchi.
Yeah, she was going to bite his ear off from 150 yards away.
To me it just seems like, the U.S. government has declared war on the American citizen.
It's not just U.S. government. It's your local police officers. It's your local sheriff's department. It's the whole bunch.
Have you heard about this bill, H.R. 1544, that outlaws what they call paramilitary organizations, which could be construed as two people who have weapons, who might be what the government considers anti-government? They could be construed as a paramilitary organization. Basically, it's going against the militias that have formed. Have you heard about that?
No, they can't. Militia is authorized under the law, the traditions, and the history of the country. The militia is not a paramilitary organization. The militia is a military organization.
Well, you and I are in agreement on that, but of course the government will see it otherwise when that law goes.
Also, no, the Supreme Court won't. The Supreme Court has to back the militia. Now, it might be a fight getting up to the Supreme Court, and it might be another kind of a fight if they ever come against the militia, because I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a line drawn in the sand beyond which to go is going to be absolutely suicide for everybody. And once they start... If they start trying to round up militia leaders, I'm afraid that's where I could draw the line. Number one, I'm a leader, and I'm not going to go. And number two, I'm not going to let them take the other leaders of the only wall against slavery that's left in this country, and that's the militia members who are willing to fight in defense of the Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, yeah, I'm a member of the 1st Missouri Volunteer Militia here, and... we go on monthly exercises, and I'm looking at this bill with interest. But in Ohio, it occurred about a month or two ago. I guess it was a state policeman pulled over a militia member in Ohio, and he happened to be a pastor of the state militia, and this cop just opened fire on him and killed him.
Yeah, I know.
And, well, I'm pretty sure you reported on that. Of course, the police...
Yeah, I did. His name was Hill.
Yeah, that's right. And the policeman tried to say that the guy was going to, you know, open fire on him. But what the cop did know is that there were people watching this incident.
Yeah, three witnesses.
Right, yeah. So, you know, I kind of see, you know, like you're saying, that's just...
Oh, but they wouldn't do this. These are police officers. They're sworn to uphold the law and protect the citizenry. They're sworn to protect and defend the Constitution for the United States of America. These are honorable men and women.
That's Orwellian newspeak, I think, or something like that. You know, that's what, you know, they're pumping us full of, you know, but then, you know, their actions, you know, betray them. But I don't know, Bill, you know, I'm getting to the point where, you know, I'm really getting paranoid. Is this a natural reaction for me, or is it unnatural?
No, paranoia is perfectly natural when you know somebody's trying to get you. Nothing wrong with it.
Well,
paranoia is only bad when you know somebody's trying to get you when nobody is.
Okay. Well, then this is natural, and I shouldn't feel alarmed that I'm feeling these reactions all the time.
No, it's a good thing for your own self-preservation. It's sort of like an early warning thing to start looking over your shoulder.
Okay. Well, hey, Bill, I enjoy your show, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, do you get Veritas?
No. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get it because, you know, I've been getting the Spotlight, but I want to get the Veritas.
Well, you better, because you'll never read in Spotlight what we print in Veritas.
Okay.
Never, ever, not in 100 million years.
Well, I'm pretty... Yeah, I know. Spotlight's okay, but I just wonder about...
You know how Spotlight started out?
No.
It was the newspaper for a communist youth group, which Carto headed many years ago. Valentine was also mixed up in the Communist Party. You ever read Hegel? You know about the dialectic? You know how it works?
Yes. Two ends against each other.
Yeah, but the same people control both sides.
Yeah, they control both sides, yeah.
Yeah, so that they can make sure that the outcome is what they want it to be. You wait and see. Who ends up in the stockades and who's outside holding the keys?
How do I get Veritas, Bill?
Well, you know something? I thought this was going to happen in the next issue, but Mike did it in this issue, so I didn't have any warning and didn't prepare people and didn't tell them. So it's going to be a big surprise. We cut the prices literally in half, and it wasn't supposed to happen until issue number 7. But the ad is in issue number 6, so we have to honor that ad. So as soon as you get the copy in your hands, those prices take effect. It's $27 for now for 24 issues. And the only reason we can do this is because of the tremendous support we had from those who became charter subscribers right from the beginning and who helped in our efforts and paid the price that we initially had to use for subscribers or for subscriptions in order to be able to deliver those tremendous number of free copies to every desk in Washington. And they're not sent through the mail. They're hand-delivered to every office, to every desk in Washington, all the movers and shakers. So while I'm at it, I want to thank everybody who were charter subscribers. Because of you, the paper's going to be a success. Success is assured now. There are no financial difficulties now. We're not making any big profit, but the paper is going to support itself thanks to all of you. And thanks to all of you, we were able to lower our subscription rates and prices. Prices for single current issue is $3 now. So if you just want issue number 6, send us $3 postpaid, and we'll send it off to you. If you want a subscription for 24 issues, it's $27. And you'll see the rest of the prices when you get the paper. But this came as a surprise to me because I thought it wasn't going to happen until issue number 7. So, but it's happened. And so we'll back it. Even though it's an issue early, we will honor the ad.
You got an 800 number on that?
No, but we've got an address.
Okay.
Send, make your check or money order out to Veritas, spelled V as in Victor, E-R-I-T-A-S,
okay.
And send it to P.O. Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. That's Veritas, P.O. Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936.
I'll send you probably a money order. I don't have a bank account. I'm out outside the system, so to speak.
That's good. Send us a money order.
I'll send you a money order. It'll be in the mail tomorrow.
Great.
God bless.
God bless you, and thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Number is 520-333-4578. I'd like to hear from you, especially if you've received your issue of Veritas. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Good morning, Bill. Concerning, may I ask a question concerning the satellite receiving system?
Sure.
Yes. I'd like to speak with someone who could give me more technical information. I'm sincerely interested. I've tried calling your research center several times. And
we don't have anybody who has more technical information. We're not satellite salespeople. We're just doing this because so many people wanted to know how to get on satellite. We put this together originally for radio stations who wanted to downlink the Patriot broadcasts on Galaxy 6. And we decided to go ahead and offer it to the public.
Yes, you had Gary, Bruce Long on the air.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't have a guest on and take calls, too. We're not a great big radio station.
Okay, what is the current cost on tapes for if I want to order a tape of that program you had up there?
Well, that would be the best thing for you to do. It's $10 if you're not a member, $8 if you are.
Yeah.
Just specify the date and the subject,
mm-hmm.
and make all checks or money orders payable to Annie, A-N-N-I-E.
Got it.
And send them to the Intelligence Service, Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. That's P.O. Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I wish we had some experts here, but we don't, folks. We're just folks like you, and we're not in that business. We just did it to help you out. If you want to take advantage of it, fine. If you want to quibble over technicalities and specifications and whether or not this thing has 16 ohms or 24, I can't help you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, William. Texted me about a half hour to make it through a typical issue of the Houston Chronicle. I think the Veritas is going to take me several hours at the very least.
Did you get your copy yet?
Received a copy today, yes, sir. And the article on the IRS seems extremely comprehensive. It's just exactly what I need to show to people trying to explain why we shouldn't have to pay income tax.
Were you shocked by what you read?
No, I've been listening to you for too long. I understand what's going on.
Yeah. Did you find anything there that you didn't know before?
It's going to take me a couple of hours to finish, to go through the article piece by piece and digest it. I've glanced over it, but it looks very, very well put together. I thank you for it.
Well, thank you.
Regarding what's going on with the police, we had back in July 23rd in Houston, a DEA agent was having a pre-wedding party with his friends. They tried to force their way into a topless club. The owner of the club said there will be a $5 cover charge. The DEA agent said, no, I don't need to pay a cover charge. Whereupon, the DEA agent whipped out his gun and began shooting. And,
oh, no. These are people who protect us. They would never do anything like that.
William, this incident has demonstrated that at least this man, I think he must be typical of the DEA agents, I think they purposely seek out murderers to hire. This man, witnesses said they, okay, the DEA agent that did the shooting, let's see, his name was Pete J. Sinclair, S-I-N-C-L-A-I-R, Pete J. Sinclair, DEA agent. So he shot the club owner. He followed this club owner through plastic sheeting into a room under construction and fired several more shots. No one is sure how many shots Sinclair fired. At least six hit Fotopoulos, the club owner. Like the other witnesses, Fotopoulos said the shots were not rapid fire, but were slow and methodical.
Well, yep, that's the signs of a murderer, all right. Did you hear what they did in Washington, D.C. when they had the big convention there in memory of fallen officers?
No, I did not.
They wrecked hotels. They attacked women. They forced their way into rooms where people were sleeping and just literally terrified hundreds of people. Tore the place to pieces. These were police officers from all over the country. People who protect us. People who are sworn to protect and defend the Constitution. The people who are screwing and tearing up the Constitution on a daily basis. And I'm sick of it.
I'm sick of it, too. This DEA agent, fortunately, someone found a gun and fired back at him. The man lost a kidney, but his condition now is unknown, as he was transferred from Bentob to Methodist Hospital under an alias about a week into his recovery.
Yeah, and had to be under an alias because they sure don't want him testifying in any trial against police officers now, do they?
Well, I would think any red-blooded doctor and nurse that knew who he was would have seen that his hospitalization was extremely brief.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what's going on here in Houston. Of course, we've had several incidents. We had I believe for the second time in a row, a drunken police officer pursued a woman, a Negro. At night, stopped her, and after an extensive chase, murdered her on the side of the road, and he was convicted twice, and he's out on, I don't know, bail or whatever, or else he was out on good behavior after serving 3 months.
Uh-huh.
And it was well established that he was drunk.
He's out on good behavior, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how many people he put in jail for years because they were drunk.
Well, all you've got to have is a badge and be drunk, and you've got a license to murder is being demonstrated, has been demonstrated two or three times within the past year in Houston.
Let me tell you, my friend, and you are my friend, they don't need to be drunk. They're proving every day that all they need is the badge.
The alcohol lowers the inhibition, so their real nature comes out for sure when they're drunk, but their nature's there, drunk or not, is what you're saying, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're being hired now according to a psychological profile that ensures that they're not going to question, that they're going to carry out orders, and that they have the psychological makeup to use brute force. What do you think about that?
I'm glad our God is stronger than than the God they serve.
Yeah. I only know right now one truly good police officer. Only know one. His name is Dave Mann. He's the one who made the tape about I Had a Dream.
Yes.
That's him. He's a personal friend of mine. And until just a couple of days ago, he lived very close to where I live. And he's moved. He was persecuted by his fellow officers in the Arizona Highway Patrol because he believes in the Constitution.
I can believe that. Your broadcast, or you were knocked off satellite right after you said the Furman tape show.
Oh.
So
well,
we missed an awful lot.
Tomorrow night I'll play the whole intro to tonight's broadcast again, just so whoever knocked me off doesn't get the satisfaction to think that he's thinking that he stopped anything from being disclosed, whoever it was.
I had sent you a excerpt, a Xerox, out of a book by Bill Jordan. I don't know if you remember it. It was on the subject of throwdown guns. Bill Jordan was Assistant Chief Patrol Inspector of the U.S. Border Patrol.
Uh-huh.
And I sent you a copy of about half dozen pages out of his book.
What was the premise? And can you make it real short?
He says the subject of alibi guns. He tells about how everyone carries an alibi gun, and he tells...
That's exactly what all the police officers have been telling me, and these guys keep calling me and telling me I'm full of it.
He talks about an inquest in which a Border Patrol officer encountered a man in the middle of a bridge over a large irrigation canal. The suspect fired and three times and missed with all three shots. And so later the coroner's jury, one of the jurymen, told Jordan privately and in strict confidence that it was the worst case of justifiable homicide he had ever seen. for in addition to the previously mentioned gun, this is Jordan's throwdown gun, there have been five more picked up by the magnet, all positively identified as having belonged to the deceased, and each with three shots fired.
Yeah.
Anyway, that provides more or less incontrovertible evidence that throwdown guns are a reality.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night. 520-333-4578 is the number, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call and get your 2 cents in. Also, you ever hear of a whole family, including a four-year-old girl, being gassed in a hotel room because you had an argument in a restaurant? You ever hear of that, folks? Well, it happened to me and my family. They tried very hard to get me to hit somebody, and I just absolutely refused. So what'd they do? They tried to break down the hotel room door, and when they found out I wasn't going to let them in without a warrant, they gassed the whole family, including my four-year-old daughter. Don't tell me about how nice the police are. It's bullshit. The police today are just as much the enemy as we always thought the Russians were. In fact, the police today are doing in this country what we never believed could happen here and only thought could happen in the Soviet Union. Good evening. You're on the air.
You think you advises the Constitution, but if you get off the air, that would be the solution. They won't hear you no more. Looney Cooper, you're full of bullshit.
Thank you, Scott. Didn't think we knew who you were, did you? That's little poopy diaper Scott, folks. And we know exactly who he is because, you see, he forgets about caller ID. So, do it again and I'll tell him your last name, you little poopy diaper puke-faced scumbag. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
A charter subscriber to Veritas. I'm proud to be so.
Wonderful.
One word sums up this last issue, and that would have to be dynamite.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations on your baby girl. The next day following the birth of your daughter, I was blessed with a beautiful 8-pound granddaughter.
Oh, well, congratulations to you, too.
Just barely 24 hours apart. That was quite a thrill. I enjoyed Pooh. Listen to you every night faithfully. God bless you. I pray for all of you. And a message to your listeners, pray for America.
Well, thank you. And, yes, we all do need to pray for America. Very hard because it's going downhill on a roller coaster. Things are escalating to the point where it's absolutely beyond insanity.
Yes, I agree. And I think it's happening in every little small town and hamlet and as well as large cities. And the things I hear is just mind-boggling. Never thought I'd ever witness it in my lifetime.
Well, I never did either. And I thought when I started my little mission here to be a messenger and wake the people that they would have awakened a long time before this, but who knows.
Have you had any reactions come out of this last issue of Veritas from the District of Kemmel?
Not yet. No, they haven't. Probably only a few of them have received it so far. But don't worry, there'll be some kind of a reaction, I can tell you. What did you think? Have you read the article yet?
Yes, I have read it. It was very, very good. And I can tell your other listeners it'll take several hours to wade through all that. But I thought it was very appropriate in the timing, particularly because of the Randy Weaver hearings and everything that's going on. And if this doesn't help bring some of that to the knees, I don't know what it'll take.
Well, I have a feeling what it'll take. I dread it, don't want it, but if it happens, I'll be there right on the front lines.
Oh, well, God's still in control, and that's the only solace we have. You know, we just pray His will be done.
Well, I think He's waiting for us to make some kind of a decision to find out what His will is going to be. That's really what I think. I don't think things are fated from the beginning at all. I think we do have a free will choice. I think there are many examples in the Bible of when things were supposed to happen, and because people did something other than what they were expected to do, God spared them. So,
right, we're just suffering the consequences of our actions.
That's right. I've said many times, if you want to know what's wrong with America, go in the bathroom and look in the mirror.
That's right. God is a God of justice, fairness.
Yes.
But He's also a God of judgment. And so many of your churches today, all they preach is, you know, God is love.
All they preach is, I'm 501c3 and I want your money.
Yeah.
That's what they really preach.
But he was really a god of discipline and judgment as well.
Well, this isn't a religious broadcast, so let's not get off into that. But,
no, that's true. But I know that you do have a deep and abiding faith. I don't think you'd be doing what you're doing if you didn't.
That's true. I would have walked away from it a long time ago.
Oh, bless your family.
Thank
you.
Just for
a big tip.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill.
Yes.
Enjoy your show when you're not being jammed.
Thank you.
Calling you from Maryland.
Oh, the People's Republic just made a treaty with the United Nations.
Oh, yeah. No, wouldn't that be lovely?
Oh, it's unconstitutional. Have you read the Constitution lately?
Oh, absolutely.
No state can enter into any agreement, treaty, or anything with any foreign country or other state or anything else.
Or form a compact.
Or form a compact. That's right.
Well, he's a governor that's walking a fine line between fraud and treason anyway.
Well, when he did that, he committed treason. He did something actively against the Constitution for the United States of America and in support of our enemy's world government.
Well, you got time for me to tell you about his election?
No, I don't think we got time for that, but he has
committed. That's questionable.
He's committed treason, and everybody in Maryland should be telling him that.
Well, we got a real sheeple here. What I wanted to ask you is there a particular good time for me to call the research center during the day?
No, there never is.
I have warm body.
Yeah, you can call Veritas and talk to Mike.
I'd like to get some information mailed to me about your radio and the satellite dish, because I'm trying to convince the company.
We don't have anything like that. I keep trying to tell
you. No, just a listing of what the equipment is.
We're not in that business. For us to go down and make out some kind of a catalog or a price list and all that kind of stuff and get it printed out, send it out to everybody, puts us in the satellite business. And we're not in it, and I don't want to be in it.
Okay, he can tell me on the phone, though.
Yeah, he can tell you what he knows.
I've got two people up in Baltimore, I think, interested in setting one up.
What I would suggest is that you buy the tape that night that we did it, because everything is on the tape.
Now, the problem is that quite often you get wiped out, and I miss...
The tape. You can order the tape from us.
Stereo,
hi-fi, studio quality. There is no jamming on the tape.
Well, that's fine, but I don't remember the date. That's the problem. Anyway, I'll call and try to figure out what I can get.
Oh, go away. You know, I'm tired of you panty-waist patriots who couldn't spend $10 to help support us in our effort. You want a deal. Well, go somewhere else and get your deal. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. I sent you some stuff over the mail. I don't know if you got it yet or not. I'm John from Houston.
Uh-huh.
And some of the things that I sent you was a federal judge had ruled the extradition law unconstitutional. This was from the Houston Chronicle. It was a Scripps Howard story that came out September 3rd. That a federal judge has ruled that the 147-year-old U.S. extradition law is unconstitutional. So who knows, maybe from here there won't be any more of those John Dumianyuk fiascos that we witnessed.
Well, it's only unconstitutional if you're a United States citizen or if you're a citizen of a state. The Supreme Court ruled many, 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 many years ago that nobody can take away your citizenship.
Yeah. Now, a couple of other...
That's really what that ruling was all about.
Well, what this other fellow from Houston forgot to tell you, a very interesting thing happened on Channel 26, which is the local Fox television affiliate here. Last week, they showed that our local jackbooted thugs, the feds, have opened up a new training center just north of Houston near the town of Conroe, about 30 miles north of town. And it showed them flying in there with the black helicopters and the black hooded masks and all that, and they're jumping off the helicopter with machine guns, and they're... engaging their targets, and then these other two clowns dressed like Capone-era hoods pull up in a fully restored 1930s-era automobile with Tommy guns, and they start blasting away at their targets. It's a big joke to them, and it's basically insanity on their part. But I called up a couple of the local talk show hosts here on KPRC Radio are finally coming around to seeing that what happened to the people in Waco, as well as what happened to the people up in Ruby Ridge, was nothing short of murder. You know, I've been harping on this thing ever since that happened.
Absolutely. They set out to kill those people.
Oh, absolutely, because the two lawyers who were going to defend the Davidians, Dick DeGaren and Jack Zimmerman, would have cleaned the clocks of any of those worthless federal prosecutors. These guys are top-notch attorneys.
Wait till you read Veritas this time. And you're going to find out how much of a scam it is, how crooked these people really are, how you've been ripped off for your whole life, how they are nothing but crooks, criminals. They are actually participating in constructive fraud on a massive scale.
Let me tell you what else is happening here locally. There's been a lot of, I think, CFR press about Colin Powell running for the presidency and all this and that. Well, some of these, all these sheeple were calling in to the talk show today, and then I called in, and they were saying, oh, how wonderful these so-called conservatives that Colin Powell would be, and I reminded these idiots that Colin Powell is a CFR member, and I gave them the address and the phone number of the CFR up in New York if they wanted to contact them to verify this, and I pointed out what Barry Goldwater had to say in his book with no apologies about the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and what their ultimate goal is. And so, basically, I threw a lot of ice water on a lot of idiot sheeple who were thinking that as the media was cultivating them the same way they did with Jimmy Carter back in 1976, that, you know, oh, why, he's a good old middle American farm boy, he's a, you know, good old peanut farmer and this and that, when in fact it's just another one of a series of Rockefeller stooges that the media is grooming us for as being our savior for the next presidential election when you and I both know better.
Yeah, there are no saviors, and all candidates lead the world government. I don't care who it is.
Oh, and also another thing I sent you, this was in a brown envelope, and I figured you should have gotten it by today. There was a little clipping in the Chronicle also back in August 25th that the World Health Organization said that the Ebola virus epidemic was over. Now, isn't that convenient? It said an epidemic of the Ebola virus that killed nearly 250 people in Zaire is over, the World Health Organization announced Thursday. Ebola is transmitted through bodily fluids and secretions and causes massive internal bleeding, diarrhea, and vomiting. The cause of the disease is still unclear.
Oh, no, it's not unclear. It always comes from a monkey.
Well, like they did with the AIDS virus.
That's right. It comes from a monkey.
Sure. And they
somebody out there in the jungles kissing monkeys.
Well,
right?
You know, they, what they want us to think, that's how 7 million people contracted AIDS overnight. But there was a doctor who appeared on Johnny Carson's show years ago when he was the head of the Tonight Show. I forgot the man's name. He had a Jewish-sounding name, Super Guy. And this guy pointed out that the AIDS virus began when the World Health Organization deliberately inoculated 7 million Africans with infected smallpox virus.
I wrote that in my book. Not only Africans, but homosexuals in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and I forget where else.
This doctor was a regular guest on Carson's show, but after that visit, I never saw or heard of the man again.
Probably didn't. Listen, I got to let you go.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. Oh, and by the way, folks, the little poopy diapers, his name really isn't Steve. I'm just trying to teach him a lesson without having to hurt him. But his name does start with an S, and he knows who he is. He knows I know who he is, and we know his last name. And if it happens again, we'll tell you his whole name, which begins with an S. And, you know, I'm just tired of little poopy diapers. He has a grudge. He's a socialist, puke-faced, dirty-bottomed, scumbag little child. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. It's the Birdman from Brooklyn. How you doing?
Good.
Good. A couple of things I wanted to tell you. Anne Rice has a new book out that, in my opinion, comes straight out of the mysteries. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Memnock the Devil.
No. Yeah, wait a minute. I did. I saw that book.
Okay. I have a copy of it. As soon as my mom's done reading it, I'll shoot it out to you. Just you probably won't want to read the whole book, but there's a lot of stuff that, to me, that, you know, you remember you were talking about how the socialists, you know, good is bad and bad is good and light is dark and dark is light and all that?
Right.
Really switches everything around, and it gives a good microcosm as to why people are so confused in a Luciferian way.
Uh-huh.
Might be very interested in it, you know.
Okay, great.
Okay, another thing, speaking of the mysteries, I wanted to ask you is, how do I get it? You've talked about your mystery series a couple of times. I really have to eventually buy that. How do I get a copy of that?
You need to, I don't even know the price, to tell you the truth. You need to, because I don't handle any of that stuff, but you need to call and talk to Annie, or else write to Annie and ask for a price list and an updated tape list, and she'll send it right along to you.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's got to be worth it, because I have a couple of reruns from that series.
I think for non-members it's around $285. For members it's less than that, but I can't remember the price, and I'm not sure about the $285.
Right, right. Okay, well, like I said, I'll definitely, that's something I'm definitely going to be saving my pennies for. Also, you notice the damage control on the Randy Weaver situation within the local media?
Oh, they're trying hard, but it's not going to work. All of this stuff has backfired on them so bad that they're really desperate.
Now, let me ask you this. Is it possible that it's all part of the dialectic that they're actually allowing some of this to come through as part of their damage control? Because it seems to me, I've been talking about Weaver to everybody for the last year and a half, basically, actually 2 years. I think it's been since you started broadcasting it, and I started doing the research in it. And nobody ever heard of it. The news never even covered it.
That's right.
All of a sudden, my father called me up, who I was telling you about the last time I had spoken to you, and he was like, Paul, they had a Randy Weaver special today, and he was amazed at the forthrightness with which they actually covered it.
Mm-hmm.
And also with Nichols, I mean, they actually, Dateline did a special on Nichols on his farm, on his ranch, whatever he called it, and they just let him talk. They didn't interrupt him. They didn't cut him. They didn't edit him. They didn't bleep him. No little mind control propaganda games that they normally do, like, you know, government hating, anti-Semite, or whatever it is that they just let this guy talk. I think they're getting desperate. And I think they're trying now to appease the people like us who have been saying all of this for so long.
Well, the news media lost their credibility, and they may be trying to gain a bit of it back. They'll never gain it back, as far as I'm concerned. The media is not credible anymore. They're just a pack of liars. They are the Communist News Network, and you can't trust anything that they ever say. And I think that they know that, and I think they're trying very hard to instill in the people some confidence in the news media. But once you give them that confidence, they'll just go back to the same old way, and they're still the same old way. It's just the appearance.
Yeah.
That they, you know, it's all smoke and mirrors, and it's baloney. So don't fall for it, not even for a second.
Well, it's like the guy who habitually beats his wife. You know, she's every time he does it, he swears that he's never going to do it again, and she believes him.
That's right.
Well, that's really what happened. Every time I pass the Federal Depository Library, I'm assuming they're located in the Federal Reserves, right? In the Federal Reserve buildings, or
No, they can be in any building, just about. You never know where they're going to be. You have to look it up.
Right, because I've been reading I think I mentioned it before. I've been reading a lot of the books that you had told me to read, and now I'm ready to actually start going into the Federal Depository. And the stupid question I have to ask you, you probably laugh at me, is where do I start in terms of the Federal Depository material? I already know what I've been learning and researching, but I really need to now just start tying this stuff together coherently.
Well, you have to pick a subject to tie together. I mean, you can't just go in there and start reading at random, and you have to be looking for something. And what I would suggest that you start with is the United Nations, and once you've satisfied yourself that you really know what that's really all about, then you can go to the Disarmament Agency and the Disarmament Treaty, Public Law 87-297, and from there, you know, you'll find your way once you start to understand how it works.
Right.
And you'll weave your way through all of these treaties and laws and United States Code and statutes at large and federal regulations and the Congressional Record and the Federal Register. And remember what the librarians are there for. They're there to help you, and they will. And you want to make friends with the librarians. And every day that you go in, you know, bring them something, because their life is pretty boring most of the time. And people, you know, make demands on them and don't really treat them right sometimes. So, you know, take them a bouquet of flowers and treat them like decent people, and you'd be surprised what they can help you dig out.
Yeah, because you know what it is? I'm a good researcher, but I've mostly researched, aside from the Patriot stuff that I've been doing now, I've mostly researched basic sciences, because I'm in chiropractic college, and I have to do so much research in terms of that area. And I know I can apply that to what I've been, in effect, I've proved it because I've been buying all the books and everything. and I'm in a position now where I'm really, you know, I'm really ready to start going deeper than what I've been doing now, and I'm really happy that I'm at that point now. It's like I already know what's going on, and now it's just a matter of just proving it to myself.
Yeah, so, and don't forget to try to put some of it in the front of the noses of other people.
That's what I've been doing, yeah, and that's all due to you, by the way, and I, you know, because you're a bold voice of truth. You go out of your way, and you just, you know, you stand out, and you don't care what people think, and you put yourself on the line, you put your family on the line, you put your way of life on the line, and you know, that's an example, that's a shining example to all of us, and I know I, for one, and I'm sure many, many, many of your listeners, aside from Jerko that called you a little while ago, I really appreciate that.
His name starts with an S, and I won't say it tonight, but if he calls again tomorrow night, I'm going to tell everybody his whole name. He lives in the state of Michigan, by the way.
I can't, you know, these idiots don't even have the intelligence to privatize their line before they prank people.
Well, that's because they're so smart, you know.
See, the funny thing is, this is what a lot of people have a lot of trouble dealing with the issues that you're talking about. And actually, because of the profession I'm going into, it made it very easy, because I've always felt persecuted from the medical profession. I mean, anything that's out, you've said this many times, anything that's outside of the jurisdiction of surgery and drugs is completely blasted by the AMA and by affiliate organizations.
Uh-huh.
And so I've dealt with this for so long that when I started listening to the Patriot broadcast, I started realizing, oh, it's even deeper than that. That's just actually a microcosm.
Uh-huh.
And that made a lot of sense. A couple of the broadcasts you did on medicine, I couldn't believe how well versed a lot of your guests are, and you are on the medicine aspect of things. That actually, you sent me to Yale Medical Library, and a couple of times I actually had to go there. But you know, once again, thanks a lot for everything. And that other—I don't know—did you get that that other bird that I sent you, the red, white, and blue one yet?
Not yet, but we haven't been to the post office in about 3 days.
Okay, no problem. Well, when you get that, enjoy. I took a couple extra wings and tails and stuff in case they, you know, they don't last forever. So
great. We're running out of time. I got to let you go.
Okay, thanks a lot, man.
Good night. Okay, folks, that just about does it. Good night. God bless you all. If you're a police officer, stop it. Stand up. Even if you lose your job, it's not worth it. Someday you're going to have to face us. And you better be clean.
Dragnet. Their job, to enforce the law and preserve the safety of decent citizens. Decent citizens. Decent citizens.
Almost never.